You're listening to SBS News.
The love story between Arbaaz Mulla and Shweta Khumba was one that started out as many do. Going on movie dates, holding hands in the park, having blissful conversations about a future together. A future that would tragically never become a reality. For the 3 years of Mulla and Khumba's courtship, tensions around their differing faiths haunted the young couple. Mulla was Muslim, a fact the relatives of Khumba, a Hindu, could not accept. The interfaith romance so angered them that they allegedly sought out a hardline Hindu nationalist group to kill 24-year-old Mulla. According to police, that is exactly what they did. On the 28th of September, in Karnataka's Belgavi district, the mutilated body of Mulla was discovered on a stretch of railway tracks. Mulla's mother, Nazima Sheikh, cannot understand how her son could have deserved such a violent and untimely death.
Falling in love is the biggest crime. I feel it's a crime. What was his crime? He had only loved. He had not taken anyone's money, nor done anything to anyone. Is this what you get for loving someone? Is this the result of loving a girl?
Approximately 80% of India's 1.3 billion people are Hindu, and 14% are Muslim, according to latest census data. Critics say the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party's Hindu nationalist agenda has polarised people and led to an increase in violence against interfaith couples. Hundreds of Muslim men have been assaulted, and many couples have been forced into hiding. Some have been killed. So in 2018, when Khumba met Mulla, the couple were all too aware of the risk they were taking. The BJP and other Hindu nationalists have forcefully perpetuated the propaganda campaign Love Jihad. This discredited conspiracy theory purports that Muslim men target Hindu women for conversion to Islam through feigning love, deception, kidnapping, and marriage, as part of a broader scheme of establishing domination in India. The national spokesperson for BJP, Gopal Krishna Agarwal, says the party is not strictly against interfaith marriages.
Basically, it is an individual choice if he wants to marry somebody in another religion or caste. But to lure somebody through financial means or some coercion or some sort of motive to convert, that is not acceptable.
Retired professor of social sciences at New Delhi's Jawaharlal Nehru University, Mohan Rao, has researched interfaith marriages.
There is a deep sense of insecurity among Muslims in general. They do not feel this country is theirs anymore. And it's not just to Muslims. Many of us feel that way.
India's National Investigation Agency and numerous court rulings have rejected the love jihad theory as baseless. But the threats Mulla began to receive when he refused to end his relationship with Khumba were not. First, they came from Khumba's family. Then, from members of the hardline Hindu nationalist group Shriram Sena Hindustan, also known as the Lord Ram's Army in India. They demanded money and for Mulla to break up with Khumba. Ms. Sheikh tried to persuade her son to call off the relationship, but he refused.
This was a huge shock for me when I learned about his loving a Hindu woman. I'm a teacher. I knew the consequences, the types of incidents happening nowadays.
According to friends, as the pressure from both families to end their relationship mounted, the young couple started meeting in secret. When Khumba's family found out, they were outraged. Mulla was summoned to meet with the members of Shriram Sena Hindustan. Luxman Nimbergi, superintendent of police, says it was at this meeting Mulla was bludgeoned to death with clubs and decapitated.
After the investigation, we came to know that on the day of murder, the Arbaaz was called from Belgaum to Kanapur and he was murdered near the railway track, and then the body was thrown in the railway track to make it appear as if it is a train accident or a suicide attempt.
10 arrests have been made, but formal charges are yet to be brought. Among the arrested are Khumba's parents, who, according to Mr. Nimbargi, have confessed to funding the planned murder. Shriram Sena Hindustan denies any involvement in the killing. Its leader, Ramakant Konduska, says he is not against any religion, but believes people should marry within their own.
If our young generation can be saved, then the country is saved. If the young generation becomes good for nothing, then the country will be good for nothing. The culture that we have for thousands of years, we should show them and teach them.
A 2020 Pew Research Center study found approximately two-thirds of Hindus in India want to prevent their own from marrying outside their faith, a sentiment also held by nearly 80% of Muslims. Some jurisdictions are now trying to codify this in law. Last year, lawmakers in Uttar Pradesh, a state headed by a Hindu monk, passed the country's first Love Jihad bill. The bill declares any marriage for the purpose of converting a woman's religion would be null and void, and punishable of up to 10 years imprisonment. So far, nearly 100 people have been arrested under the law, though only a few have been convicted. Three other BJP states have now introduced similar measures. Professor Rao worries that such laws could deepen the divide between religions in India.
But what Love Jihad does do quite successfully is to introduce demographic anxieties. Demographic anxieties are a politically potent weapon, and they're used in country after country after country.
Karnataka as a state has seen a rise in anti-Muslim violence, exacerbating fears in the community. Muzaffar Tinval, Mullah's friend, recalls speeding to the scene of the incident on his motorbike after learning of the killing.
I could never imagine that something like this would happen. Such a punishment for love. It could have been dealt with amongst family, law of the land, death, body parts all over the railway tracks. This can't be a punishment for love.
Kumba, after a brief time in police custody, is now staying with relatives in an unknown location. Brooke Young, SBS News.